thank you for calling Customer Support. My name is Asia. How may I help you?
Hello, my name's Paul J. Doran, and I just received my CityCard credit card statement, and I see that I have a charge here for $49.89 for a healthytrendstoday.com. What is this?
Okay, can I have your zip code, please, to help you out?
63304.
63304. Can I have your name, please?
Paul J. Doran, D-O-E-R-E-N.
Can I have you verify your address for me, please?
504 Shelley is spelled C-H-E-L-E Drive, St. Charles, Missouri, 63304.
Okay, hold for just a moment. So by looking at your account, it looks like you got our meal planner app. And what we're doing for all of our customers, we're giving all of our customers a $20 rate to stay.
I did not order this, though, dear.
And it helps boost your energy and cut back sugar and carb craving.
I didn't order any craving thing, booster stuff, no.
Do you recall entering that contest to win like a Dyson vacuum, iPhone, or iPad?
No, I didn't order none of that.
Okay, so what about doing like a survey?
A what?
Survey. Have you did a survey before?
I do surveys every once in a while.
Okay, so when you did that survey, it automatically enrolled you into our meal planner app. And as I stated, it's an app that helps cut back sugar and carb cravings.
Well, I would like to get unrolled.
Okay, so what I can do for you, I can get your account canceled, hold for just a moment, and I will give you your cancellation number in just a moment, okay?
I appreciate that prompt of service, dear.
You're welcome.
It doesn't happen very often, but when it does, I sure do appreciate it.
Okay.
This other charge I had on here, it's nothing that you did, but it was for $4.99, and I called the number. It's like, well, that's for that. If you die, you can, you know, you get to, you can be anywhere in the world, and we'll take you back home.
Okay.
I said, oh, yeah. Because I just did a prearranged funeral and burial thing for myself because I'm a single guy, no kids, no wife, no girlfriend. So I'm going to retire in a year, so I don't want no outstanding bills, and that would be one of them. So I took care of that.
Can I have your cancellation number available for you? Let me know when you're ready to write it down.
What would I need this for, though?
Okay, so this is your cancellation number stating that you're canceled.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, your cancellation number is 920.
920.
422.
422.
370.
370.
Correct? That's your cancellation number.
That's nine numbers, 920, 422, 370.
Correct.
Okay, so you will reimburse me or credit my account?
Okay, so it looks like you were charged
$49.89.
Correct. So what I can do for you, I can provide you with a 25% refund. You will get back in your account.
Why not the whole thing?
$12.47.
No, why couldn't it be the whole amount,
$49.89? It was a valid charge. I can provide you with a 50% refund. You will get back in your account $24.95.
But I'm not. If I was going to get something, I would understand I'd get half off. But I have not received anything, so why would I have to pay anything?
Because it was a valid charge. I can provide you with a 75% refund. You will get back $37.42. Would you like for me to do that for you to help you out?
You just credit me as much as you can, babe.
Okay, so you should get this back in your account within 3 to 5 business days. And
how much will it be?
You will get back $37.42.
$37.42.
Correct.
So I'm losing like $12 or something.
Correct. And you should get this back in your account within 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Oh, dear. Where are you at?
We're located in California.
Oh. You a Rams fan?
No, sir.
That's good. Okay, so on my next statement, I'll see this healthytrimstoday.com for a refund of $37.42.
Correct. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Well, I got a long list here, but you're far away, so I guess I'll just not even bother you with that.
Okay, thank you for calling Good Support. I hope you have a great day.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.